5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Welcome back, primary kids. We are so happy to have you here and listening with us. I can't believe it is May already. Can you? There are so many good things coming this month. Any Star Wars fans out there? May the 4th be with you. It's Mother's Day on the 9th. Have you thought of anything you could do to make your mom feel special that day? I found a few children who wanted to let their moms know just how much they love her. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Capri, and I love my mama.
I am Fiona, and I love my mom.
My name is Miles, and I love my mom.
Ready? Hi, I'm Ivy Ulrich. I love my mom.
Hi, my name is Quincy, and I love my mom.
My name's Ike, and I love my mom.
My name is Evelyn, and I love my mom.
My name is Annabelle, and I love my mom.
My name is Fraser. I love my mom.
Hi, my name is Brixton, and I love my mom.
My name is Ryan, and I love my mom.
My name is Grace Rodenizer, and I love my mom.
Heavenly Father loves children so much that he sent very special mothers, grandmothers, aunties, and friends to love us and to take care of us. The world is full of amazing women.
Announcements!
We wanted to remind you and encourage you to keep working on What's Your 100 goal, individually or as a family. You can upload the videos to las100.ca and check out other families' videos as well. It's exciting to see what other ideas people have. Also, please remember to join Sister Strang and Sister Vardy on Zoom singing time at 11:45 on May 9th and May 23rd of this month. If you see Miles Allen, Riley Mayo, Isaac Strang, Henrik Allred, Eli Stewart, Maggie Valley, Sierra Martinez, Ziera Martinez, or Isaiah Atwood Many Bears, please wish them a very happy birthday. Now we will hear a scripture from Joan Robinson, messages from Stetson Nielsen, Ellie Rodenizer, and a teacher message from Sister Kayleen Osmond.
John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. This scripture tells me to love everyone.
What is a holy place?
Something that makes you happy and comfortable, and that you're safe and the Holy Ghost is there with you.
Stetson, where's a place you feel happy and safe?
My room and my bed, because they like holy places for me, and they make me feel happy and comfortable, and that makes us feel happy, and that you feel good and safe, and the Holy Ghost is there with you.
Okay.
Ellie, do you have any spiritual gifts?
I think my spiritual gift is patience.
Patience. And how can you use your gift of patience to bless your family and others?
By helping my sisters learn
and help my mom.
Did you know?
Hi, my name's Jill. I like building forts.
Hi, I'm Stetson Newsom, and I love jumping on a trampoline and soccer.
My name is Eleanor, and I like to draw.
Get ready for teacher time.
Hey there, Varsity Primary. It's Sister Osman, one of the Sunbeams teacher. Just wanted to say hi to my little Sunbeams and hope you guys are all doing awesome. I just wanted to tell the primary here, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about our spiritual gifts that Heavenly Father has blessed us with and why we have them. Every single person, every saint is blessed with a spiritual gift, a gift or a talent, as some of you might also know it as. And why? Why did he give us these things? Why don't we all have the same gifts? Why can't we all read really well? Why can't we all be kind and be patient? Well, the whole reason for our gifts and our unique spiritual gifts is that we can bless each other and that we can help each other with these to serve and to bless. So if you want to learn more about our spiritual gifts, if you go into DMC chapter 46, there's a list of them. And I'll just kind of briefly tell you a few of them here. So it talks about the gift of testimony. And a testimony is our knowledge that we have of Jesus and how he died for us. There's a gift of recognizing and believing in true testimonies. So when we hear someone's testimony, we can know that we can believe it, that it's true. A gift to be a leader. Do you know of anyone that's a leader? Maybe our bishopric, maybe our prophet and those apostles. God gave them the gift of leadership. He knew that he could call them to these positions, to these callings, because he knew that they would be great leaders. There's also the gift to know the difference between a righteous spirit and a wicked spirit and how it makes us feel. So if there's a righteous spirit present, it makes us feel good. And if there's a wicked spirit, we feel bad. There's the gift of wisdom to make good choices. So if we have that wisdom of good and wrong, we can help others to make good choices. There's the gift of faith to be healed. Like if we're sick, I don't know how many of you have ever, if they've been really sick or hurt or have heard of someone getting a priesthood blessing. If any of you have ever been sick and you've had a dad or a brother or a family member or even a neighbor come and give you a priesthood blessing, that's the gift to be able to heal someone. There's a few others in there if you wanted to take a read. Like I said, DNC chapter 46 for some of those older primary kids. So then now I want you to think about, you know, some gifts that you might have. So some of you might be really good at playing the piano. Some of you might be a really good reader. Some of you might have an amazing voice. Others might be very kind and calm. And I want you to think of how you can use this gift, these talents, and you probably have more than one. You probably have lots. And how you can use it to serve others and how you can use it to do others good and to make them feel good. So I want you to pray about what gifts that you can strengthen and that you can share with others.
It's story time.
Chapter 24. Parents should teach their children. Some elders in the church wanted to know of the Lord's will for them, so they went to the prophet Joseph Smith. Joseph prayed for guidance. The Lord's answer included important principles about how to be good parents. Parents should teach their children about Jesus and help them develop faith in him. Parents should teach their children how to repent. Jesus said children should be baptized when they are 8 years old. Parents are to teach their children the gospel before they are baptized. Parents should teach their children about the gift of the Holy Ghost. Parents should also teach their children how to pray and how to listen to the Holy Ghost. Parents should teach their children to know and obey God's commandments and to be good members of the church. Parents and children who follow Jesus' teachings can have lasting happiness as a family. Chapter 25, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon Go on a Mission. Some people were printing lies about the church in a newspaper. Jesus told Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon to go on a mission to other towns and tell people the truth about the church. Joseph and Sidney obeyed Jesus. They left their homes and went to many towns. They talked in church meetings and taught people in their homes. Joseph and Sidney told people about God's commandments. They testified of Jesus Christ and told the people to repent. When Joseph and Sidney finished their missions, they went home to their families. Chapter 26, The Three Kingdoms of Heaven. One day, Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon were reading the New Testament. The New Testament said that good people will go to heaven after they are resurrected. Joseph wondered if all people go to the same place in heaven. While Joseph and Sidney were thinking about this, Heavenly Father gave them a wonderful vision. In this vision, they saw heaven. They saw Heavenly Father and Jesus with light all around them. Then they saw angels worshiping Heavenly Father and Jesus. When Joseph and Sidney wrote about this vision, they testified that Jesus lives. They had seen him, and they had heard a voice saying that he is the Son of God. That voice also told them that Jesus had come to earth to make it possible for all people to return to live with Heavenly Father again. In the next part of the vision, Joseph and Sidney saw where people go after they are resurrected. There are three places or kingdoms for people to go in heaven. Righteous saints go to the celestial kingdom of heaven after they are resurrected. The celestial kingdom is where Heavenly Father and Jesus are. Those in the celestial kingdom believed in Jesus Christ during their time on earth. They were baptized and received the Holy Ghost. Those in the celestial kingdom had many trials while they were on earth, but they overcame them through faith in Jesus Christ. They tried hard to obey God's commandments, and they repented when they did not obey. Righteous saints will become like Heavenly Father and Jesus. All things will be theirs. They will live with Heavenly Father and Jesus forever. Next, Joseph and Sidney saw the terrestrial kingdom of heaven. People in the terrestrial kingdom were good people on earth, but they were deceived by bad people. They obeyed some of the commandments, but were not valiant in their testimonies of Jesus. The terrestrial kingdom also includes people who did not believe the gospel when they heard it on earth and then did believe it when they heard it after they died. People in the terrestrial kingdom will see Jesus, but they cannot live with Heavenly Father and Jesus. Next, Joseph and Sidney saw the telestial kingdom of heaven. People who go to the telestial kingdom were not righteous on earth. These people did not believe in Jesus or his gospel. They did not believe his prophets and did not obey God's commandments. People in the telestial kingdom will not see Jesus or Heavenly Father and cannot live with them. However, angels will visit these people and the Holy Ghost will teach them. People who are going to the celestial and terrestrial kingdoms will be resurrected when Jesus comes to earth again. People who are going to the telestial kingdom will not be resurrected until 1,000 years after Jesus comes again. In this vision, Joseph and Sidney also saw where the people who are most wicked will go. They will be with Satan. They cannot be with Heavenly Father, Jesus, or the Holy Ghost. The people who will be with Satan learned about Jesus and his gospel while they were on earth. The Holy Ghost testified to them about Jesus Christ. They knew that he lived and that he died for us. But then these people did very bad things. They denied the truth and defied God's power. They denied the Holy Ghost.
They said they did not believe in Jesus anymore. These people will suffer. Joseph and Sidney saw other things in their vision, but Jesus told them not to write down everything they saw. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, righteous saints can see and know these things for themselves. Joseph and Sidney thanked God for this wonderful vision. Hi guys, this is Sister Orr. One thing I love to do with my family is go camping. Every year we try to do a backpacking trip. That is when we load all our gear and food into backpacks and haul it on our backs into the mountains. When we do this, we can get to beautiful places where there are not many other people and there are no lights or sounds from cities like cars, sirens, or dogs barking. It's very quiet. Almost every night, I slowly creep out of my tent and go and lay on the grass outside. When you are far away from the city, the stars and the moon seem so bright that I could reach out and grab them. I crawl back into my tent and then again am amazed in the morning when the sun comes up that the giant mountainsides seem to be on fire with the light of the sun. Jesus uses these beautiful symbols on earth to teach us about his kingdoms in heaven. Can you do something for me? Close your eyes. Put your hands over them or shut them tight. And now imagine you were laying on the grass somewhere among the tall mountains. Your tent is dark, the trees look black, but there is light. What details around you could you see with just the light of the stars? Maybe an outline of a large tree? Maybe if you look down, you could see your hand. Now what could you see if there was a full moon? You could see more, right? You could probably see the moon's reflection on a mountain lake. Maybe you could see the snow on the peak of the mountain. You could probably see the color of your tent. Now, if you waited for the sun to rise, what could you see then? Everything, right? If you were hiking, which light would you want to see by? The light of the stars, the light of the moon, or the light of the sun? These three lights represent the kingdoms in heaven. The celestial kingdom has a glory compared to that of the stars. The terrestrial kingdom has a glory compared to that of the moon. And the celestial kingdom has a glory compared to that of the sun. All of these heavenly creations are beautiful, but none compares to the glory of the sun. The celestial kingdom is where we can live with our heavenly family forever. If we can live by God's commandments and follow in his ways, I know that through Jesus Christ, it is possible for us all to return to our heavenly home again.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
I wonder when he comes
Labors you're pursuing, let God in heaven.